Now, it's 11 away from midday. There's some more of those how-tos coming in that we'll get to in a few minutes' time. Really good piece in the Irish Examiner today. And it's written by Sarah Keogh. Well, it's about Sarah Keogh. Sarah Keogh is a dietitian, and Sarah is reacting to a report that has come out from America from a magazine called Annals of Internal Medicine. And it's a group of leading American scientists who believe that vitamin supplements should be avoided because they have no health benefit at all. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, how are you?
I'm very well, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. What caught my eye on this one is vitamin supplements. Like, nearly everybody uses them in some shape or form. Like, in a couple of the tablet forms or shake forms or drink. There's so much of them out there. Why did these guys do this study? And what were the results, and why do you disagree with them?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Lots and lots of people use vitamins. They use multivitamins and all the different variations of them. And there's lots and lots of studies looking at it to say, well, are they any use? Are we getting any benefits from them? So what this particular group have put out is they looked at two studies in particular. They looked at people who are age 65. And at 65, they started to give them a multivitamin to see would it prevent sort of decline in the brain as they got older. And they said there was no benefit from that.
Right.
And I suppose my problem is that by the time you're 65, a lot of the damage has already been done. So if you were going to look for benefits of multivitamins, you want to look a lot earlier.
Yeah.
And the second study they looked at was people who had had a heart attack already. And then they started to give them supplements to see did it prevent them from having a second one. So again, by the time someone has already had a heart attack, there's quite a lot of heart disease there. So again, I think you need to look earlier. Now, in saying that, I don't think everybody needs to be taking the amount of vitamins. I think a lot of us do take vitamins we really don't need.
Right.
But I do think there's a case for, you know, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. You know, there's a lot of vitamins we really do need, and particularly in Ireland, a lot. You know, we could all do with a vitamin D supplement, and other specific vitamins like folic acid around pregnancy. So, while I do think we need a lot more research around the multivitamins, I don't think it's right to say just stop taking them altogether.
Well, I mean, in this medical journal, the headline is "Enough is enough. Stop wasting money on vitamins and mineral supplements." Now, I always remember years ago, you know, the vitamin C's and that, and then you got the slow release vitamin C's, and then you'd hear reports that there's no point having vitamin C because if there was always this big thing, if you even have one cigarette it destroys everything, or if you have a cup of tea that vitamin C is destroyed, or you'll just wee it out within a couple of minutes. And then you had this sort of 24-hour slow release vitamin C's, and I'd be looking like, going, how does that actually work? So what is the benefit of, you know, which one works, do you reckon?
Well, I think it depends on what you need. And I think that's why we would, you know, at the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, we would always say, if you can actually sit down with a qualified dietitian to see, do you need something? We would talk about vitamin D for everybody. And certainly the Food Safety Authority would say that all of us in Ireland could do with a vitamin D supplement. We have huge deficiency there.
Can we not get that in food?
No, unfortunately, you can get small amounts of vitamin D in food, but really humans are supposed to get vitamin D from the sunshine. And let's face it, Ireland is not renowned for the sunny weather, so we don't tend to pick up enough vitamin D. And it's just a vitamin that's not in food in large amounts.
Right.
You'll pick up some in salmon, and you'll pick up a tiny bit in eggs, and maybe some of the fortified milks have it. But for most people, most of us are missing out on it. So there's one that a lot of us could do with. Folic acid is the other really big one.
Yeah.
We know that if you take folic acid, it reduces spina bifida by 70%. 70% is huge to take that. And you have other concerns in Ireland. Our soil is naturally quite low in things like iodine and selenium.
Mm.
So, you know, there's issues there around brain development in children and things to do with thyroid. So I think looking at specific vitamins and minerals can be very useful. And that's kind of where I would look at. And really, people looking at particular diets, if they're on special diets, sometimes they need others. Vegans, for example, need B12 and so on.
So this is not this multivitamin tablet that has, you know, the range of the alphabet of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
These are individual.
They're individual. I mean, certainly sometimes we would recommend multivitamins.
Mm.
You know, if somebody's had surgery, they've been ill for some reason, and I think there are circumstances that they can have them. And I think you're right. I mean, supplements and vitamins is huge business, and there's huge marketing. And as you said, you know, the slow release this, and this is better than that, and it gets very confusing. You know, if you're eating very well, you're going to be picking up most of what you need. And even things like iodine and selenium, if you're eating a good bit of fish, you're going to pick up what you need from that. So most of the time, a lot of people don't need a lot of the supplements. But as I said, there are times and places for them, and I think it's not a good idea just to dismiss them out of hand.
But in respect to vitamin D, I often hear things about it because of where we are and our tribe is, and we're born in an area where there isn't going to be too much sun, that we develop then not needing as much vitamin D. I mean, I would imagine if you go further north, in north, you know, right up through Scandinavia, do they not develop without the need for vitamin D as much?
No, not at all. It'd be great if we did, but unfortunately we just don't. I mean, we've certainly evolved to have paler skins to be able to pick up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's still not enough. And I mean, in Ireland, it's estimated that fully 50% of us are fully vitamin D deficient, and that 30% are borderline. So it's a huge problem. And lack of vitamin D, you see more osteoporosis, you see more softening bone disease called osteomalacia.
Yeah.
There's some links with multiple cirrhosis, they think even with bowel cancer and so on. So huge health benefits with the vitamin D. But even into old age, people who take vitamin D supplements hold on to more of their muscle, they even hold on to more of their teeth. So there's fantastic studies looking at that, and unfortunately, no, we haven't evolved to be able to do without it. So it'd be great if we had.
There was a study I was looking at, and it's about lactose intolerance. And when you go down towards the centre of the planet, you know, especially northern Africa and southern Europe, you see a greater amount of lactose intolerance because they just don't require dairy as much.
Well, that's it. I mean, North Europeans in particular have evolved to tolerate lactose. Most people stop tolerating lactose around the age of 5, but North Europeans continue it. But what is interesting, if you look, for example, they've studied this in American Indians, Native Americans, and normally they would lose the ability to digest milk after the age of 5, but if they actually continue to drink milk throughout childhood, they will maintain it.
So
the body will adapt if you continue to take it. It's kind of, if you stop, you will suddenly find 10 years' time, you will have a reaction.
Apparently, again, you know, in Indigenous Indians in America are one of the most lactose intolerant on the planet. There was a great story when they got, it was back in the cowboy days as such, but they were sent huge amounts of milk into this reservation because the white people decided, God, we feel sorry for these. The Indians didn't know what to do with it, so they painted all their tents with milk.
Okay.
True story.
Well, it was probably better than eating it because it really would have upset their tummies.
But this is it. They thought the white man is trying to poison us, and white man was going, no, milk is great. You know, but they were lactose intolerant, so they painted all their tents.
Well, I think it's the same. Years ago, people used to put out the saucer of milk for cats, and now we know that their cats are lactose intolerant as well, and really it's not a good thing for them either.
Yeah, a cat is lactose intolerant.
They don't tolerate lactose as well after a while. So the traditional thing, and we see people sometimes doing it for hedgehogs, and they don't tolerate milk either.
Wow. So would you recommend vitamin D for absolutely everybody on this island?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would absolutely do it. I mean, we've already a recommendation for all babies under 12 months to get vitamin D, and I know the FSAI are looking at extending that to children under 4.
Yeah.
So I think eventually you're going to see there's a sort of a general recommendation there for everybody to take it, and if you were going to do anything, that's the one I'd go for.
It is a huge business, so obviously there's a lot of people who have a lot of concerns for it, who have a lot invested in the vitamin business. Have we done enough study on it?
No, definitely we need more studies. And I think the problem as well, when you look at nutrition and you're looking at supplements, it's not like sort of giving a drug or a medication where you can see a very clear difference very quickly. When you look at nutrition, you're looking at the effects of something you're eating even during childhood affecting you later on. I mean, you know, for example, if you even look at a child who's become obese, by the age of 3, even if they lose that weight, they are still 9% more likely to get heart disease when they're 50. So you're looking at nutrition really right, even during pregnancy. That influences your whole life. So I think it's not very easy to look at somebody age 65 and start giving them supplements and see is there a difference. You really want to look at your nutrition, you know, from conception right throughout your life.
Yeah, because an awful lot of people will go crazy, you know, during the 20s and then in the 30s going, you know what, I'm going to calm down a bit now. Mm-hmm. I'll be taking more of my vitamin D's and I won't be drinking them. But you're saying that a lot of the damage is already done. I'm not encouraging people to continue drinking.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I think any time that you say, right, I'm going to look after my body a little bit, it's going to be good, whatever age you do it at. But I would just say when we look at studies, particularly for nutrition, we need to look across the whole life rather than just very short snapshots, which is, I think, what they've been looking at in this article.
So, I mean, that is going to be some study. That's like 50 or 60 years research.
It's ongoing. There's some very big studies going on, but they'll come.
Okay, out of this, let everyone get out there and get their vitamin D. That's the one thing. As you say, for some people, the multivitamins, but for a lot, if you're in recovery or rehabilitation or whatever, but for normal folk, multivitamins, yes, no?
hard to know. The studies are, some say yes, some say no. They're kind of all over the place. The definitive study hasn't been done yet. So,
Okay, Sarah, good talking to you.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for taking the call. Thank you. That's Sarah Keogh. Sarah is a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. And there's three reports in this place, the Annals of Internal Medicine in America, that says vitamin supplements should be avoided because they have no health benefits. And she would disagree with that a lot.